We welcome to the microphone and the telephone today a gentleman who's been with us for a while here in Goldsboro and in Wayne County. His name is Don Willis, and Don is the new director of our transportation system, our bus system, the Gateway or GWTA here in Goldsboro. And Don, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Wayne. Thanks so much for having me.
Man, I really appreciate you joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. But let's find out about Don Willis. Don, you're the director there now, and Gateway and GWTA. Fred Fontana retired and disappeared somewhere down at the coast, and we wish him well, of course, but we're looking forward to working with you. Give us a little background on Don Willis. Where's home for you?
Well, I actually live in Clayton, North Carolina, just a little to the west.
Yeah.
But I grew up way down east. I grew up on Harkers Island,
oh, did
North
you?
Carolina.
Did you really?
Yes, sir.
So, Harkers Island, so how long have you been working here with our transit system?
I've actually been director now a couple years. I came on for about 6 months before Fred retired, and felt very fortunate to be able to work with Fred and have a nice, smooth transition.
Now, what did you do prior to this? Where were you before coming to Goldsboro?
Well, I'm afraid to say how many years I've actually been with public and community transportation. Just prior to coming here, I worked a couple years with the Chapel Hill Transit System, their Easy Rider ADA service for folks in the community there in Chapel Hill.
Right.
I spent about 16 years with Wake County Human Services Transportation and about 5 years with the Department of Transportation's Public Transportation Division before that, and I got my start after my undergrad at East Carolina. I was an apprentice for the Charlotte Transit System, so I got to work with the transit system in Charlotte for a couple years early on to cut my teeth.
Man, you really have a background there. You know what you're talking about then when you're talking about transit and buses and things like that. Well, how does GWTA rank? And I know you've been in all the bigger cities, but what about our system here? How are we doing with it?
Well, the service is so important to people, and GWTA, I think, is a very important part of the community. I can tell you that we are recognized, believe it or not, across the state. We're a little bit more of an innovative system because we actually have combined together two separate types of program, a small urban bus system, but also a countywide demand response program. It's rather unusual to have a system like ours, and folks like to look at us and say that's a good way to pull off community transportation in North Carolina. So we've got a really important program here, a really important service. It's an essential service. It's one that did not stop as a result of the pandemic, and it's because of how important it is to connect people to all those opportunities in their community. We are their gateway. We do make that connection to so many important things. And we've been here, and we will be here to support the community.
That is that's so true what you're saying, because I know there's a lot of people who use the bus system to get out to Wayne Community College or to University of Mount Olive or over to the hospital, employees and visitors and students. It's used heavily, particularly in that area, but it's used also in other areas. You go to Mount Olive as well. Is that not correct?
Absolutely, we do. And as you said, the community college is a great connection for us on our Green Line. But we also, for the last year and a half, 2 years now, have been doing, just as you said, a new innovative service down to the small town of Mount Olive. And so we actually run a connector service early in the morning, in the middle of the day, and at the end of the day, if you will. Folks can get a connector service from our transfer center here on North Carolina Street down to Mount Olive. And then we run a circulator service. So once you get down there, you can get on a circulator, and that will take you around town, and you can get to work at the pickle plant. You can get to the grocery stores, the medical facilities down there, the Piggly Wiggly. There's a lot of places that we have stops. You know, there are already stops located, so you can just go to the stop. But also the innovative thing, the really cool thing, is if you live down there in Mount Olive and you're trying to get around town, and that stop is a little bit too far for you to get to, just call us. Give dispatcher a call about an hour ahead of time, and the driver will deviate off of that route and come to your door and take you back onto the bus route and get you where you need to go.
My goodness, it sounds like you're trying to give good service. It sounds like.
Well, we're doing our best. People have to be able to get around, and we're doing our very best to be accessible and helpful.
Well, that certainly is what it sounds like, Don. Now, what about people that just can't afford to ride? I mean, I know, what is it, $10, $15, I'm guessing?
So it's actually for the Mount Olive service? Or
no, for any of them. Just countywide. I mean, kind of expensive.
So yeah, and I would have said a year ago that it were cheaper than gas, but gas is pretty cheap right now. You can get a ride anywhere in the county for $5 each way. Still a great deal. Then if you're trying to get down and use our Mount Olive service, and you're using our connector for the bus there, that's only $3. A trip around town in Mount Olive is just like a trip around town in Goldsboro. It's $1 for a trip. And as always, our seniors and our disabled folks, you can get that already great price. You can get that at half price. So we offer half price tickets for folks who are seniors and are disabled. And we also are continuing a pilot program for our veterans. Another thing we've done, our board of directors approved a veterans ride half fare. And so we've done that since last Veterans Day, and we're going to do it through at least Veterans Day this year to see how many veterans are able to use our service for half price.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Now, I want to clear one thing up here very quickly. Now, when you said $5, that is for the use of the van. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That's the van.
That's our countywide service.
Right.
Yes, sir. That's
right.
Countywide service.
That's countywide to go anywhere in the county. $5. That is really cheap. I guess that would be cheaper than gas, regardless of gas coming down so much. But that's $5. But now, as you mentioned, riding around anywhere within the city limits of Mount Olive or riding around within the city limits of Goldsboro, let's say if you wanted to go from downtown out to the college, or you wanted to go from downtown out to Walmart at Rosewood, that's $1?
That is correct. Anywhere on our 5 bus lines, you can get a ride for $1.
Wow.
If you're not on the bus line that goes to the college, the green line goes out to the college, you come downtown and transfer here at our transfer center. You get a free transfer. We'll take you back out to the college, and that's all for $1.
Wow. Now, that's really a bargain. That is really a bargain. That's still less than gasoline. And the senior citizens ride for half that?
Yes, sir. We give our seniors and our disabled citizens a half fare, so it's only 50 cents for them.
Well, speaking on behalf of the senior citizens, we thank you very much for that. Need all the help we can get.
Amen.
So Don, there's several bus stops around the community, and they're tagged as such. They have little signs there that say bus stop, I guess. But and they're very easy to see, very easy to find, and it's so simple to catch a ride with our bus system here. But now, if somebody wants to use the van system, if they want to take a ride across the county, say they want to visit their cousin over in Princeton, within the county limits, of course, or if they want to visit someone in Seven Springs, how do they contact?
Absolutely. And so that's a little bit more difficult service to provide. And so it takes a little bit more setup time, if you will.
I understand.
So someone who's wanting what we would call a demand response service like that, mm-hmm. Call at least a couple of days in advance. It would be very helpful to do that. Tell us where you're at, where you need to go. And every day we're building schedules. We've got a great team here, a staff, and we use a software. A Carolina software called CTS, that software puts trips together for us. And so we build those trips every day. And if we get a couple days of notice, we can get you on a route and get you from where you're at to where you're going. It's a shared ride, but you can get anywhere you need to go with a couple days notice.
Now that's great.
To get that, you would call us at 919-736-1374 and ask to make a trip request. And I'll quickly add, if you can't find those bus stops in Goldsboro, and they are easily found and marked, I encourage you to go to our website. We've got a lot of great information there. We also have a trip finder powered by Google. So if you put in your address and where you want to go on the city bus system, the Google trip finder will tell you where the nearest bus stop is, how many blocks to walk, and so forth. It's really handy.
Man.
And that website is ridegwta.com, R-I-D-E-G-W-T-A.com.
Wow. That is just great. It sounds like you really have pulled this all together, and it makes it real simple for anyone who needs to get anywhere in Goldsboro, Mount Olive, Wayne County, wherever. You make it easy for them, and inexpensive as well.
Well, we do our best. Yeah. We get a lot of grants from the federal and state government. We get a lot of support from the community, from Goldsboro, from Mount Olive, from Wayne County. And so that helps us to keep the price down and affordable for folks.
One more question for you there. You mentioned a moment ago dealing with the COVID-19, the pandemic. What are you doing to safeguard with that?
Well, Wayne, we are doing so much. We're staying abreast of what's going on with the CDC and Federal Transit, putting out a lot of guidelines for us. These vehicles are being cleaned regularly. We've got all the equipment that we need to do that here. And so it's on the van side, as people ride and they get off, the driver is doing a quick spot cleanup behind. On the bus service, every line, we're trying to clean a little bit. At the end of the day, we have chemicals that we use to fog the vehicle. It's a very safe chemical, and it fogs so that any surface that we didn't think to clean, that mist, if you will, hits that surface, and it keeps these vehicles very clean. We are providing hand sanitizer now for folks who need that. We also are offering masks, anything that we can do to help. Our drivers are all using their masks now. We encourage people to do everything they can to keep themselves safe and to get others safe while they're riding on our vehicle. So we're really doing a lot. I think our motto now is, we are your safe way. We are your gateway.
That's right. I like that, too. Well, Don Willis, the director of our GWTA system, our transit system here in Goldsboro, Wayne County. Sir, I do appreciate you talking with us. I thank you very much for that. I'm looking forward to talking to you next week as well. We got a couple of special people we're going to be talking to next week. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We recently, our board of directors recognized our bus operator of the year, and that's Tim McCoy, and our van operator of the year was Michael White. And those folks were recognized as operators of the quarter during the year, qualified to be operator of the year, and those guys were recognized recently by our board of directors. So they are great representatives of our service and our community. I'm excited you get to talk with those folks, and yep, Let's recognize them.
I'm looking forward to it, Don. In the meantime, anything I can do for you, just give me a holler here at thisiswayne.com. And I appreciate you talking with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate you, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.